Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming to your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Good. Being part of the team again, feeling like I'm real, you know, with my guys again, putting the pads on again, like just stuff like that, stuff I'm all grateful for, and I'm just excited to keep, you know, continue to practice and then do whatever the team needs me to do on game day. I was able to like really look from a different perspective, look from a different point of view, and learn the game from off the field and still taking mental reps while also expanding my knowledge on the playbook and just thinking what I see, seeing how our guys react to the opposing team and vice versa. And
Bills rookie corner Maxwell Hairston, we have not heard or seen from the first round pick since he sprained his LCL all the way back in the early days of training camp. I like hearing him say that though, Derek, because not everyone is the same player. There have absolutely been, mainly at the quarterback position, but there have absolutely been instances where a player gets hurt and comes back better because the game got to slow down for them. Everything got to slow down. They got to take a breath.
Yep.
And it's mainly for rookies. I think we've all talked about it to death at this point, but we all kind of know the draft process into your rookie season is basically hell. It is very mundane. It is very performative. And you do a lot of crap to hopefully get drafted a few spots higher than you initially were graded to start the whole process.
Right.
You hope to impress a few more teams who already weren't in on you kind of deal. Hairston just went through this. And Josh Allen is someone that has mentioned that when he got hurt against Houston his rookie year and sat out, what, 3-4 games, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
He came back a better player. He felt better. And he did look better. Maybe that's true of Hairston. You know, last year we went through this. Hairston misses more camp than Cole Bishop does. And Bishop is never really able to establish himself as one of the starting safeties.
Yes.
He literally takes until this year. We shouldn't say, and I shouldn't say, that Hairston is doomed to repeat that exact same thing just because he missed a ton of camp.
No two players are the same.
Maybe for him it really was. Everything got to slow down. He had to take mental reps like he was mentioning there. He's obviously been still taking part in like film breakdown and all that stuff. And maybe he is able to come in week 9, week 10, what have you, and immediately make an impact. It should not be put that he just won't, that it's just going to be a redshirt year. And I've fallen into that. I know many of us have because of the feeling of, are we sure? Look how much time he's missed.
They also are taking their time with him, which they could not afford with Bishop last year. Do remember, he has to start week 5.
Right.
And it does not go well.
Coincidentally, also against Houston. And it does not go well. You're right. It's like one of the first big plays the Bills give up in like 4 years. And it's, of course, him on the field. And you're like, oh, no.
Yep. And that's the thing. But before we go further, want to remind everyone to enter at WGR550.com for your chance to win a free home heating system courtesy of T-Mark Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. Whether your home needs a furnace, boiler, or ductless heat pump, T-Mark's got you covered. Last day to enter is in 4 days, October 26th of 2025. Continue with the defense.
So Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi, they're coming back. Those two we know definitively will be back this week. We don't know how much they will actually be playing, though. I mean, I know people won't love this. This is something the Bills have been known to do. They slow play it. You mentioned patience with Harrison and that they were able to take their time.
Yes.
We'll see what they're able to do with Hoyt and Ogunjobi. Do they just immediately, okay, rock stars, go. Like, we need you. Get in there. It's time to fly.
Or Ogunjobi will be different.
Or is it a little bit more of a slow roll in? I think also especially you're playing Carolina. You may not have to force them completely in. I will say, though, with that run game, I think you do need to.
I think there's also a difference between coming back from suspension and coming back from injury.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine these guys were given homework away from the team.
Right.
Right? That's something I'm pretty sure you're allowed to do. Hey, your coach probably just texts you something saying, hey, study up on this film. Okay? All right. Thanks. Keep up with your workouts. Good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like you can go completely no contact with these players when they're suspended. They're still a part of your roster. They are still a part of your team. They just can't join you in practice. So you give them homework. And as somebody in high school who absolutely despised the concept of homework, I'd imagine if I was getting paid to do it, I would have taken it more seriously.
Yeah, getting paid does change a lot of things.
That makes me more willing to do homework. But everything about this, with Hoyt and Ogunjobi, it's not injury. It is suspension. They keep themselves going. They keep themselves working out. They keep themselves fresh. And they're probably studying their film, studying their playbook, making sure they're getting their mental reps as best they can away from the practice facility. They're healthy. Get them in.
Yep.
Like, no breaks. Get them in there. I do like the patience that they're running with Harrison because they don't want a Bishop situation where it takes them an entire year. And even when there's massive questions about the player in the preseason, this is a different opportunity. We're going to take our time. We think Trey White's going to be able to hold the fort. He hasn't. We think that Dorian Strong's a good enough rookie that he can at least help supplement the roster until he can't.
Yeah, the biggest hit for that secondary actually might be that Strong picks up the neck injury. Again, yes. We don't actually know how bad that is either. Maybe we'll get more notes
but
on that
we
today.
Don't play with neck injuries. Don't mess around with that. I think that these three players can make decent impacts upon their return. The suspended players, I have no doubts about right now. Hoyt looked like he should not have been playing with the backups in preseason.
Right. I mean, that's the thing. The last time you saw Michael Hoyt play football was, he's bullying these kids.
He's bullying these backups, and it's not even close.
Mm-hmm.
He looks like he's a starter playing with non-starters, and it looks the part. It looks the part easily.
Yeah.
Ogunjobi didn't make as many flashy plays, but he was probably able to do the same thing in terms of plugging up the middle, making sure that the run fills are able to get there if they do get there. Now, that said, ultimately, what do two defensive linemen and one cornerback do for me for my run defense when it comes to the additions right now? I don't know.
Hoyt, I am excited about
Hoyt
that.
Setting the edge in the outside runs may be a good thing. The inside, a position that I thought would be a strength this year, has turned out in the run game to be one of their bigger weaknesses. That's the linebackers. The threat of the second level and getting past it has been routine. I always say, if safeties are in your top three of tackles, things are going wrong.
We have a problem.
Number two and number three are Bishop and Rapp.
Houston,
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
They have a problem.
I don't like it.
Nope. But there's not much they can do there unless they make a trade. Not much they can do right now at those positions. Maybe it is maybe playing more Shaq Thompson at linebacker. He looked very good against Atlanta and really kind of stabilized or helped stabilize that unit in the second half. But for more on Hoyt and Ogunjobi, let's get connected to our fans. It is brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Bennett tweets in, yes, it actually should help getting Hoyt and Ogunjobi back. Fingers crossed, this is like a few years back when I believe the Titans had a horrendous first half defense with a lot of injuries and then a very good defense at the end of the year when guys did return. This is like getting two of your best starters back from injury. I say definitely one. I don't really know what they feel about Ogunjobi. Again, the general manager, Brandon Bean, was open about it. If they knew about the suspension before they signed him, they would not have signed him. Hoyt is not the same thing. But there's a good chance both would have been starters or at least heavily rotated players. To be perfectly honest, if Ogunjobi wasn't going to be suspended, I wonder how much we were seeing Deion Walker and TJ Sanders.
I think
Walker eventually works his way in.
I think it's still the same because they get injuries and it's Zion Logue, Fedarian Mathis, and Jordan Phillips that we have to see. If it's Ogunjobi not being suspended or a player that is not suspended, no matter who it is, we still see the rookies because it's facilitated as a necessity. Because injuries do force their hand, we do probably get to the same answer on Deion Walker regardless.
I was going to say, Deion Walker, I think, no matter what, his talent was popping.
His talent was starting to show.
You saw in the preseason, too. The team couldn't stop talking about him. Players couldn't stop talking about him.
Right. I do think that that probably gets to the same ending anyway. However, for me, it is still about the second level. If the linebackers cannot make tackles, if the safeties are not making tackles, they are missing a lot of them. The Bills lead the league in missed tackles. I don't know if they still did, but like upon their last game, after 6 weeks, they led the league in missed tackles. And at that point, I can only point at coaching so much if you're not wrapping up, if you're not making the plays that you're putting yourself even in position to make. In order to miss a tackle, you have to be there to try to tackle, right?
I mean, yeah.
Steve, sometimes it is poor angles that cause a missed tackle. It just is one of these things where it's a talent issue.
I've been there a lot with this defense. I was a lot there in the offseason, but that's where it is for me. I mean, you're seeing guys that are just late to the play. They're taking the poor angles. They're not able to make up for it. And that is a talent issue. I'm not saying Bobby Babich is completely infallible, right? There have been times, namely, weirdly enough, the first half of Atlanta, where fix the matchup problem with Drake London. Fix that. Rather than just letting him carve you up and be wide open. That is a scheme issue. No doubt about that.
Yes.
But there's also been the talent. The coaches cannot make the tackles. They and
if you clean up even a little bit of that.
A little bit. You're probably in a much better situation. Not saying perfect, but a much better situation. Johnny Boy tweets in, regardless of statistics, I think it'll be interesting to see what just those two alone are going to bring. If the intention was that they're going to be a certain facets of the plan they had, then I'm looking forward to seeing what they can get out of them. We'll talk with Sal in about 15 minutes. Sal has been big on this point, especially with Hoyt, is that they probably had plans for him. He is a very versatile defender. They gave him a three-year deal. They probably do see this as, yeah, we're going to deal with the first few weeks because we're going to get you back and you're going to be important to what we want to do. And that's maybe the most important thing to remember with all of this is that the defense we've been watching the first 6-7 weeks has not at all been what the Bills wanted to be, whether due to injuries or suspensions. Now they're starting to get some of those players back, and they do get some good early signs that maybe they weren't expecting. Deion Walker being a fourth-round pick and being a legitimate problem for offenses to deal with.
And
there also have been some negatives, of course.
There have been some negatives.
Benford not being as good, Bernard not being as good as last year, Rousseau not being a factor as much.
And even leaving out the extension guys. Taron Johnson's not his usual self either.
Taron Johnson has not been his usual self. It is not all hunky-dory once they get these guys back. I'm not saying it is. But, again, we've mentioned it too. I don't need them to be a top-five unit. I just need them to not be hemorrhaging yards in the run game or leaving Drake London and the likes of him wide open for an entire half to the point where we should just pack this up if it weren't for him stepping on a bounce to end the half.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter about the second half performance. It's 28-7.
Yeah, at that point, it's too far gone.
And it's too far gone. 803-0550, the number two call before we hit our next timeout, though. Ready to take your game day to the next level? Enter online now at WGR550.com for your chance to win a $300 tailgate tray certificate from Alibaba Kebab to feed 12 football fans. Each Friday, a winner will be announced during Football Friday with Chopin the Bulldog. Fire up your taste buds at any of their three locations. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer. Here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show, Sal Capaccio coming up at 11 o'clock. This is WGR.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport?
Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.